Okay.
That says recording will not include audio.
Unmute myself. I just didn't.
Continue. All right.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm sure it's here.
All
It's
right.
6 o'clock.
So I hereby open the meeting for the July 17th Planning Commission. Bring this to order. You're taking meeting minutes?
Yes, I
Yeah,
am.
okay. Thank you. First item up, any changes to the agenda? Oh,
Just adding the reorganization.
yeah.
Are you going
So
to do that down
I'll
below?
do it under new business.
Oh,
And
okay.
item D, we'll do membership, PC membership.
Okay.
Okay.
And you
Tim,
put that as item, what was
I
that?
said under new business
Oh,
for
to
D,
new business.
yeah, or I guess it could be C, any additional. So,
Okay, sorry, thank you.
Any public
Nope.
comment, Tim?
I'm all set for now.
Any good stories to tell today? No.
No.
right.
Got you hidden behind the flowers.
All
So
right.
when you speak, we won't be able to see. You're a cauliflower head on the other Okay.
old business traffic ordinance update. I know the select
That
board's
was,
been
yeah,
yeah.
select board adopted it on the 8th of this month. It won't become effective until September 8th. It's referred to as the 2024 traffic ordinance. It updated the 2013 traffic ordinance. And we actually found numerous mistakes on the 2013 one. So
Okay.
we hope we got them all
Yep.
this time. But it'll be September 8th before it becomes effective.
Just what date? September 8th?
September 8th.
September
It's
8th.
always
Okay.
2 months,
2 months. Okay. That
60
seems good.
days after.
Okay. And that's supposed to satisfy that judge.
We are hoping.
Okay.
I gave a copy of it, or I sent a copy of it to Ray Allen with a also a report that sort of explains the changes and
Okay.
updates to it. And if that doesn't do it, I don't know what more we can do.
Right,
It's because it's pretty specific.
pretty okay. All right,
So.
cool. Good. Sidewalk mapping project report. Any updates on
Oh, Sandy sent, did she send it to everybody? That's not the most current one, though, right? Because it still has
it?
McGregor's and
I think
something else on it. I
we have
thought,
requested that those
yeah.
things get updated, so I don't know if they've actually have updated them,
Yeah.
or we're just stuck with what we got.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I messaged her back. You said, it's in your hands now.
Yeah. So I noticed this sidewalks are all cleaned
Oh,
up. They
you did a
look
great
great. Did
job.
you guys do
That
Ross?
was all
Ross.
Ross did it.
Ross did
And
it?
the rug crew. Yeah, they did a great
Kudos. It
job.
looks really good. Yeah.
When they were painting it, it was like, holy smoke.
They were
Yeah.
talking about putting asphalt,
Fixing.
there's a couple spots where there's significant divots.
Just a little bit of patching, yeah.
I noticed they're out today putting cold patch, or the other day putting cold patch on the roads, but I don't know whether they use that or it's kind of a hot mix, but it's something they got in their back of mind whether they get it done or not. Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That looks great.
Yeah, definitely.
But the weeds are coming right
They'll
back up
come right
again.
in no matter
Yeah,
what,
they
but
will.
widening the sidewalks where now you don't have to walk in the street. So by cleaning them up, now you can actually walk even just one, now you can walk two. So I was coming into work about 3 weeks ago. It was before they did the sidewalks. And I was waiting to turn left into the parking lot, and there was a woman with a walker in the breakdown lane walking
That way,
that way. And I,
yeah.
because it wouldn't go
It
over
wouldn't go
the,
over, yeah.
and I couldn't believe it scared me because a lot of times if I'm stopped waiting, cars will go around me on the
Sure,
right. And I just thought, oh God.
No,
And
that's
I'd
out.
never seen it before, and I don't know who she was, but it was really unnerving.
Okay.
I can reach out to, what was it, Kyle that did the maps,
Yeah.
just to see
If you did,
I'll call Sandy. Updates. Like, did you ask for the updates, or that's all I want to know?
Yeah.
And then we can follow.
Yeah.
Can follow
when up. I questioned it, it sounded like we needed to contact Kyle. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Thank you. Very good. new business, discuss and prioritize the next 2 to 3 topics for PC discussion. So that's off this implementation list, I think, is what we want to do. Has anybody looked at that? I suppose the streetscaping study is part of that. So number 42. Are there any things that people want to tackle? So we've had this twice now, July storms on the same day. And one of the things is adopt a local emergency operations plan. Is that something that you guys do annually? Or it says it in here. It says number 44, the select board shall annually adopt a local emergency operations plan. And I didn't know if...
Is that, I know that right now we're in the process of updating our hazard mitigation. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing, or is...
This is pertinent to climate and flood resilience. So oh. I would say no.
Okay.
I noticed Naomi put something out, was it yesterday on Front Porch, about just being careful in the water and stuff, you know, not mm-hmm. swallowing it, that kind of right, all yeah. that kind of stuff. So I don't know if she just did that freely or if it was
she did. We had people coming in that had been down at White's Beach and said that there was debris in the water yeah. and that it was kind of...
It was nasty.
Nasty is the great word.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she decided to put something in just as a...
Just because.
As a, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because you could see it coming out of the Missisco
yes.
on the south side.
Brown ribbons.
And through, and like days later, it was up through under the bridge. It was bad.
Yeah. Mike Wigginton is fabulous about putting stuff on Facebook. Like, he's really...
like. Don't go out today.
No. Yeah, he's really on top of it, but I don't know that we have an actual formal.
I'm not sure that the town or select board is supposed to have an emergency management plan, which considers everything under the sun.
Sure.
Like a boil mm-hmm. water kind of thing, that mm-hmm. kind of thing too.
Well, no, I think it's, they might in certain instances, but, you know, anything that a large snowstorm.
Yeah, any kind of natural fire event. Yeah.
All those types of things. They're supposed to have something written up. There's supposed to be somebody in charge of that.
That's David Carter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And they kind of correspond, but that there is a little bit more probably, I guess, point specific.
What did you call that, Tim? An emergency?
Emergency management plan. You know, it involves rescue, fire department, everything else. Everybody has their duties.
Is that something that we need to ask the select board about? If they're supposed to, is this per statute or something that they're supposed to adopt one every year?
I don't know. I mean, it just happens. Yeah. It's to say that they shall annually adopt a local emergency operations plan. And lists the select board and town administrator as.
I wonder if that's something they do in their reorganization meeting every March. What number is that name?
44.
I'm happy.
I'm not sure what the criteria of that stuff is. I don't know. I think the one they're working on now has to be updated every 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some, and you'd have to look and see what the regulations are and what select boards. Program there, but they appoint somebody every year, emergency management director or whatever, about to plan, you know, whether we got something concrete in place, you know, how detailed it is.
Yeah. Is that something that we get a draft of that and we take a swing at it, or what do we do?
I'm happy if it's appropriate to contact David and ask.
You find out what they've got on written. We just, last week, our school board meeting, safety plans gets into all the stuff and contacts and different scenarios and everything else. And it's, we went over it in the executive session because there's some stuff in there that isn't supposed to be made public, but the administration contacts and all everything else is all written in detail about who's duties and everything else, contact numbers and action in different situations.
I'm thinking of the time that Malone, they escaped the jail. Remember that prison?
Yeah.
And they were thought to be up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being up here in the basement at someone's house, and I was like, oh, I don't think we should be in the basement, you know? But even that, like, you want to have a way to get
word out
or, you know, if it were unsafe for people. Yeah, I'll contact David and just see where they are and what.
Just see what they have for a past plan. And,
yeah. You may be able to get input. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Anything else that we want
to? I have not.
Is the beach tram still working on a study for Apple Island? Or is that kind of...
We have a... I don't know as much about it anymore because Sue takes care of this stuff, grants, thank God. But we have a grant for it. It's supposed to be covering, you know, all that Featherbed Lane, Apple Island, Fish and Wildlife Parking, Fish and Wildlife Boat Launch, the new construction for the...
I was going to say, you should almost wait until that's built out and kind of see what the traffic flow is going to be like.
Well, the lady that
we just know it's going to be with
the bicycle the other day into oncoming traffic thinking they were going to stop. People jammed on their brakes.
I've seen terrifying scenes of people coming out of there just assuming it was just going. But it's kind of up in the air right now because when we applied for the grant, the VTrans grants are different from like the Vermont Community Development ones.
Okay.
They've got this list of pre-approved engineering firms.
Mm-hmm.
From which you have to choose, and then they'll tell us, you know, they kind of guide you into, or VTrans sort of guides you into how much. Well, you know, generally the grant awards are $40,000 to $60,000, so ask something in there. So we did, and then when we put out the RFP to the already approved engineering firms, who are all understaffed and looking at a project that's not going to make them much money, they end up coming back with, you know, $90,000. And so we're going,
It is exactly,
So it's very frustrating. And we did, remember the sidewalk study we had, you and Sandy and I remember filling out that prospectus. Mm-hmm. It was like, and the same thing happened there, and we ended up giving it back, which made them mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to try to combine that with something down in Featherbed Lane, and we're going, no, these are completely two different things. So they decided to stick with just there.
But I think they were trying to get two projects consolidated to save money.
Yeah, but
as opposed to two separate.
I the board is hesitant to allocate the matching funds when they're not quite sure what the grant's going to be in the first place, you know. So that answers your question.
Yep.
Basically, nothing is happening right now. So
I think I don't have my thing with me, but I think. Bottom line is, I think we need to focus really on those sidewalks on South Street.
Yeah.
So whatever in there that kind of leads us in that direction, I think that's a big undertaking in many ways. And whoever you bring it up to has an opinion and a story, and it's like, you know, do we need them or don't we need them? But I would say that's just a focus for the safety of our kids.
Mm-hmm. And the school's evacuation plan is to the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, they went last fall.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big section of the cemetery, so that's kind of good
news. Oh, yeah. So they've got a wider area to come down there.
You know, sure, depending on the weather conditions in certain instances, depends on what the problem might be, but I'm sure that they could easily section South Street off and stop traffic until the kids get down to the church. Yeah.
And once the, how far it goes, but the Robinson Trail, once that gets open and everything, they can all get on that.
It probably depends what the emergency is. I mean,
you're right.
You know, a fire, you want to get them as far as possible. It's bad. If it's a flood, it's okay.
Okay. So a couple things then to talk about, to focus on here in the coming weeks and months. How do we want to tackle South Street? I mean, how do we build upon the plan, the sidewalk mapping project, and just...
I was going to say, if we probably can get an updated sidewalk map, right?
Yeah.
We can put it out there to the public, kind of let them know, like, hey, this is something that we're looking into. We've had people have expressed concerns, and, you know, some people have kind of taken the liberty of cleaning up the sidewalks themselves and also discovered the state of them, and that we're, you know, looking into the possibility of, you know, getting things cleaned up and expanding
access.
You know, specifically for our, you know, the students and children in town.
Mm-hmm. Great way to
kind of focus on that and kind of hit that hole.
Yeah, I mean, you see the kids out there riding, and you see the parents, but you want the kids to be out there riding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we want them to be safe.
What do you got spinning in there, Tim?
It involves taking over people's land, and that's
funny. I know.
Poor Tim.
Was it? I guess any of those types of projects, I sometimes have problems with the way it's put together and handled. End up spending a lot of money, a lot of time, and find out you can't do it, or there's obstacles of going ahead with it to start with. And I kind of like to turn it around in South Street, just come up with some quick decisions. You're going to have a sidewalk on one side of the road or the other, and that's it. And then find out how the property owners view. Whether you're going to have a grass strip in between, you're going to be on people's private property. The other thing is that you've got water line underneath there.
Didn't John come in and talk to us about that?
Yeah, Kevin.
It goes down to the church on the west side, and then crosses and goes down
all the way to the Mark Race.
No, Race got a blow off in his yard, which is on the west side. So I can't remember where it is, but I mean, there's certain obstacles, and then you've got natural, you know, features, trees, and everything else, and like I said, you've got people's personal opinions, property owners.
I was going to say, is it fair to, like, I totally hear you, Tim. We study everything and we do nothing, right? We spend thousands and thousands of dollars studying. But is it fair to just kind of open a can of worms, get a pulse on what the residents are thinking, kind of send out some kind of a postcard. Just
contact all those people on that street and have them sit around a table and tell us, would you use a sidewalk? Would you like one? How would it impact your land? Like, I think that would be good.
Where's the opposition? I think you'd have to ask both sides because it does affect both.
Yeah, you wouldn't have it. Sides. You might get more participation
but if we,
on one side or the other.
Right. Like I'm thinking September, people are back in town. Yeah. We can do one of our meetings.
Schools in session so they can actually see the traffic. Because just look at it based on like landscape, I almost feel like I would think that the sidewalk would start on the east side of South Street. And then as soon as it hits the cemetery, cross over.
Yeah.
And then that way, because that would be and looking at this map, that's two properties on the east side.
Yeah.
And then you get the cemetery, Masons, and then I believe two more houses, and then to the church.
Yeah.
That's really four property owners.
Right. So not a big hurdle if they're on board.
It's way before the Masons.
Isn't this the church?
No. No, that's the parking lot. No, yes. The Masons are here. I'm sorry, that's a house. Yeah, that's a house. And yeah, we start to Mason.
You got six or seven property owners.
I think it'd be just good to talk to the people along the street.
Oh, I said you were going from the church. I'm sorry, you were going from the school to
the,
is that what you were doing?
No, it's just to the church.
Oh, I see.
So start on the east side from Folsom.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as you hit the cemetery, cross over. And then up to the church.
Yeah.
That's just based on because the west side over here across from the school, I think it's
it's kind of pitched,
too low,
right?
Too slopey,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, that was my initial observation.
Well, it is and it isn't. My mother's property had some kind of slope on it, but Potts, they're long as flat. So if you came out in the town parking lot and crossed Tops, then you'd be flat all the way there.
Okay.
Same grade as low.
Okay.
So it's easy enough to get a listing of the properties along that road. That's easy. Do we notify them by postcard, physical mail?
By physical mail.
Yeah.
I do, I think. And if we did it in September, the school could get worn out. We could put it on, all the forums, but then have one of our meetings be
open it. Really,
anyone can
publicize it and be like, here's what our sidewalks are. We want to have a discussion about sidewalks, and we want everyone to have an opinion about this. Right. And specifically reaching out to the landowners.
Right. Yeah,
I would say probably on both sides. So that's
yeah, I think so.
And say on the west side, I think the. The water line goes from Route 2 all the way down there on the west side.
Okay.
There's a blow off at the church and there's a blow off.
I could draft a letter that goes out to the people that says,
when they're
we're just
side 37.
I almost want to just call it a feasibility study. We're looking for your input
before we get too far.
Yeah, we're not planning, nothing is being planned. We're looking for your feedback. An input on how we might approach this.
Yeah.
And a simple
discovery session.
Yeah.
Of just seeing what people's thoughts are.
Yeah.
Do they like it? Do they not like it?
Right.
Yeah. If you want to write a letter, I can do the printing and mailing.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll draft it and send it out to you guys.
Yeah.
Let me know if it reads.
Martha, the town has mailing. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, I can get all that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind putting it together.
Your main
it's that way we're not.
If we try and push it on them, that's gonna fail. We've got to just say we're just
and we can reference that.
Yeah.
And say we're
is one of the goals of the town plan. Yeah. Yeah.
We're referencing
some conversations have come out about the status of our sidewalks and the
potential safety.
Potential for the safety of our kids.
Yeah.
But I think September is the time to do it.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Yeah. That hopefully people will appreciate.
Well, that, you know, just give us enough time to prep for it, you know, so get a new map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe get an idea of
yep.
the length of how long it would be. I mean, ideally, I'd like to bring it all the way up to the bank, but
yeah,
one step at a time.
Yep. Okay.
Good. I like that. I like so, your, you know, start here, not there. I like that.
All right. Any, do you want to hit any other topics, or let's just focus on that?
Just for a little bit of history, that was looked at, say, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It went through a whole big process and never got anywhere or got to.
Yeah, I know.
Public sentiment and everything else. So
I'm just going to pull the thread,
see
if we can do it. Yeah. All right. So emergency operations plan, sidewalk. Okay. Got a couple of things that we're going to do here.
That's a good place. We don't want to get too many things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I do think, like you said, getting ready for that will take a little bit of effort too.
Did you want to have that here or like over at the library?
Because it might hopefully we have more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good.
I'm just thinking if you're going to have it at the library, you'd want to decide a date and get on their schedule, because I think they. A lot of groups are using their downstairs room now, and I'm not sure how.
Yeah, they had an interesting one tonight. What was it tonight? I was like, oh, I
can't make it. Was it one of their speaker series?
Yeah.
Oh, they had some really good ones.
Yeah, they had one tonight that I was going to go to. I can't remember what the topic was now. But
do we want to try for September 4th, or is that too soon?
I will be on vacation.
And I'm not here the 18th.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, we need another person.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
All right, so let's do maybe October 2nd.
Well, if you don't have a quorum, you can still just say it's a public meeting. It wouldn't be an agenda for you all. It would just be,
do we have to do it on a planning commission meeting evening?
I'm open to other nights. If you
could, we do it on a Monday. I mean, nothing happens on a Monday, right?
Select board.
Oh, right. Okay.
Tuesday is the town office meetings.
Mm-hmm. Are they weekly?
Every other week.
What's on Thursdays, Tim? The
school board stuff?
Second. Yeah.
School board second.
Let's just do it. Let's try it on a Wednesday. It doesn't have to be on our. I could do it the 11th. You said you're off the
18th. Well, DRB. It's on Wednesday, so
what about?
I mean, you guys have the ball. I just won't be there.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's so it's school board.
School board is the 12th.
Second thing.
Hey, could we make? No, we can make part of the school board meeting.
I was just asking the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Could we?
No, it bring no.
It brings too many.
It messes up their agenda. Yeah. I don't know. I would be open to doing it on the 11th as a special meeting.
Sure. I can do that.
Off our regular week. I'm not going to be here the week before, so.
And I'm not here the week after.
Yeah.
I may be. There is a chance, but okay. I don't think so.
All right.
So Martha, do you contact the library or do we contact the library?
It doesn't matter. You can do it.
I can reach out to
people. You want to reach out?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any cost associated with that, or not cleanup costs or anything? Okay.
We must clean up after ourselves.
Yeah.
We're just going to try and look on their website to see if they have anything that night. No, that's not it.
Worst case, we could do it here.
No, well, more than
DRB.
DRB, so, correct.
On the 11th?
Yeah. It's our off. It's our off.
Me either. If that's okay. Sue could probably come and handle the, you know, the owl and all that stuff. I would imagine.
Handle.
That's right. You're a grown up.
Yeah, there's nothing going on just at 11 and 3:30, so
okay.
They're okay. I think it just, you know, even if nothing happens, we're at least putting it as a priority. You know,
start the conversation. I agree with John that you got to approach it. I mean, it's funny. Anytime we've had anything on our agenda, that just the word sidewalk seems to get people nuts, you know, and it kind of, it's an immediate, the reaction is negative.
Yeah.
But to,
you know,
frame it.
You definitely need to frame it. And it's, you know, 30 years ago, you know, when they, however long they looked at it, I mean, a little bit of a turnover, different. A
lot of more cars.
A lot more cars, more kids. I mean, if you look at the population in 1970 or 20, 30 years ago, it was actually what, 1990 something, that the population then versus what it is now. And just people just have different opinions and outlooks on things.
It's worth asking the question. Yeah, it's one of our goals.
And to be very clear that there's been no planning. This is the very first
step. Yeah, this is just to hear out where everybody's
talking out loud.
That you've already got plans.
Okay.
Right. Well, actually, it's about there are no
plans. You know, I've heard the argument. It's like, well, you know, we used to play basketball in the middle of South Street. It's like, well, again, the population was 700-800 people at that given time. You know, you're not going to be doing that now.
Now you get hit by a bicycle.
Yeah.
We used to play street hockey all the time.
Yes. Well, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, we've got our topics. We'll go on to B. The new PC candidates. Does anybody know of any other candidates? Sue only sent the one from Eric.
Has Fred definitely said no?
I don't.
I have no contact with
him.
Okay. From what I heard, like seventh hand, I don't think he's interested. But that's like
it's got a lot
so
going
not
on.
From
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to be
close to that.
But notification did go out. I mean, went in front porch forum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the Islander as well. Yeah.
Do we want to reach back out to the gentleman on Hill? I know he has a little kid. He may have more than that, but we see them out there with the kid.
If you're familiar with him,
we've not met him, so it'll be a good opportunity to meet him.
Okay.
I'll stop.
That's right. Wally's Point drives right past the backyard.
Yeah.
So you literally go right
by. Yeah.
It's not out of your way to
know to walk it down. Right? Oh.
I know.
And it's so muddy.
Okay.
All
right.
And can we repost those things?
We can do it on Front Porch Forum. I'll put one more in the Islander.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep the word out.
Because people are on vacation, so they might be missing things.
Yeah, I don't always read it. Yeah. So, I can see that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Speaking of Fred, I've seen him twice. 4th of July, he was coming up here with a stroll. We had the girls' stroller. He'd come up to see the parade.
Yeah.
And I guess I've seen him 3 times. He's seems to be good spirits and everything else. I tell you, those two little girls, boy, they're sassy little things. they don't mince words or nothing, you know. They aren't shy either.
That's funny. Okay, next. What do we have to do for renewal of membership?
Just you have to elect a chair and a vice chair if you're going to have a vice chair. Okay. And I will print out for the next meeting the rules of procedure, and you can look at it real quick and see if there's any changes you want to make or additions or something like that.
Yep.
So
can we nominate like David as chair and Donnie as vice chair?
You got to vote too, remember.
It's going to be unanimous. Good luck with that.
So I would like to nominate David Roy as chair and Don Medard as vice chair. Shall we
do we have a choice?
I don't know. She needs a second, so you want a second. But I'm curious about, like, you know, she made a motion. I can't, David and I can't second that motion because it's about us, right? So do we have to?
I'd like to nominate David Roy as chair of the planning commission.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Reluctantly. I'll nominate Don as co-chair.
I'll second that. Or
vice chair, I guess to say. But all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I think that's wonderful.
I was thinking about that the other night. I was like, well, maybe we just hold off until we get another person. Yeah. So that way it's like,
and then when that person comes, we'll nominate them for the Okay, so I will. So for the
being productive.
I know. Yeah. What a funk.
Making changes.
Okay, to the next meeting, bring.
Can you send that to us ahead of time?
I will,
just so we can look at it.
Yeah.
I don't think we need.
I don't think we did last year. No.
That's worth looking
at. I think the only time we've. The changes that have been discussed have been like when the meeting starts or something.
We did make that change. Yes.
We want to continue at 6 to 8. I like, I'm fine.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. Well, that
is limited to two. Yeah. That limited. Yeah.
And limiting it to 8 o'clock. Yeah.
To 2 hours.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Those were some long town plan meetings.
Well, I tell you, I didn't think I was going to get here today. The interstate was way backed up.
I thought the same thing. I was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna
coming home from work.
Exit 18.
Exit 17. Yeah,
there's an accident.
It was an accident. Okay. Yeah. It was backed up all the way.
Let me guess. Did two cars hit
each other? No, it looked like a front and back.
Yeah.
Like rear ended. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah,
because I had a close call.
2 and 7 was backed up. Yeah. That's how I get.
Yeah. Where they're shifting the lane, it's really fast.
Yeah.
And I had a guy not paying attention, and I'm driving along, and he's in my lane coming straight at me. He didn't shift.
Yeah.
He looked up just in time, and I'm thinking, where am I going to go?
Yeah, right.
So let me make a suggestion.
Your car is already short enough.
I know. Right? I mean, I should be able to duck under most of it.
Is it helpful to have one another's cell phones on the off chance that you are stuck in traffic?
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know if we want to put that in the minutes. But we can.
I'm just going to write the members exchange cell phone numbers.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. What about? I don't know how to share contacts. I'm old. I just think that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'll give you mine and you can just text me.
Yeah.
And you'll have yours.
Well, no, just
the meeting law allows electronic.
Just write yours on there and you'll have mine. And then we'll keep passing around.
Here.
2355?
Yes, I wrote it nicely. Sorry. Tim, you want to put yours on here?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want mine too?
Probably. Yeah.
You're coming on the first one.
I just think that with they're nice, but you're coming in hot.
Yeah. More often than not these days. Yeah. Have Don is on there. So, okay. Yeah. Or we make copies.
I don't think we want it in public record.
No.
No.
Public.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So number 5, approved meeting minutes from last
long ago.
June 5th. I don't even remember what we did. June 5th.
It was Sandy's last because it was the party for Sandy.
Yeah. We got David.
What is down on administrator's report? It says CAN 2. What does that mean? CAN 2 non-conforming lots.
Yeah. and two non.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Read it that way. It
yeah. Sorry. I remember that question now.
Yep. Okay.
I'll put a motion to accept them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was June 5th.
Approved June 5th meeting minutes. Okay.
You could sign those, Dave.
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. My first official duty.
Oh.
So.
You go. Thank
you.
So I can take a picture of it too.
Yeah.
Do you need it?
Nope. Good.
Martha, does anybody need to take a picture of this?
No, I'm good. I got this too. So.
So say what's your pigeon's name?
I don't know. But, who I'm giving that to.
We got
Is it me now?
Administrator's report. Administrator. Yeah, take
okay.
it away.
The only one thing, and this has been kind of percolating. Over the last few months, remember we talked briefly before about in the table 2.1 the allowed uses,
mm-hmm.
and we were thinking, you know, a lot of stuff that's in village districts only requires site plan, and we started thinking restaurants, man, they really should have. Well, I started going through the whole list underneath, and I've got three of them that I just don't know if the board wants to kind of reconsider or make recommendations to make some changes. And this would be just under the village, the two village districts. But a retail establishment only is permitted with site plan.
Well, what page are we on?
Nine,
right?
Is it
so
eight, nine, starting at
six, seven, eight.
Okay, go ahead.
Retail
and I don't know, retail establishments, I mean, a lot of times conditional use is talking about a lot of times operating hours, how much parking you need, the performance standards, including noise and all that sort of thing. And I mean, I don't imagine, you know, most retail establishments,
minimal
whatever but
it'd be good to have a review.
There could be especially like I remember a few years ago when the guy that came in wanted to sell fire, he wanted to buy the little building across from Seb's and sell fireworks and I thought, oh no, of course there were going to be all of the kinds of federal permits he was going to need. Restaurants added to that also, right now it's just permitted with site plan review again. You know, the number of parking spaces you need depending on the number of tables and hours of operation. You could have issues with noise. Are they going to have indoor and outdoor seating? You know, all kinds of things that might come under, that could come under, you know, conditional use. And then the last one is public, is recreation, and then in public in parentheses. And thinking again, noise issues, hours.
So like the park, for example, is that what you're thinking?
Kind of, like, you know, is somebody going to be out there playing, what's the
pickleball?
They're talking about
South Burlington's just going through an issue right now with one of their parks where
they have to
be because they play until 10 o'clock.
Exactly, the noise is amazing, and you know, some of those could have lights on them.
Or
So it's that kind of stuff that makes me think it may not apply always, but I think the Development Review Board needs to have the option to be able to do a conditional use review in some of these cases. And Tim pointed out perfectly for the brew pub.
But aren't you asking, like, you have the authority to ask for certain hours and stuff, or is that... not really the key.
No.
The way it's listed there, it's not a requirement.
Right.
And it's, if it is a requirement, then it's, everybody's got a heads up front exactly what you're, the process you're going through.
But can someone refute, like if you say they can only be open till 8:30, you know, the new,
let's say the miniature golf.
That's what I was just thinking. Say, they right? got, but if there's nothing, saying that you have the authority to do that, can they say, well, we're going to be open until 10? Or you have the authority?
No, we have the authority. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the regulations are only requiring site plan review, and site plan review does not include hours. Those things,
yeah.
an applicant can legally push back saying. And yeah. say, no, we don't have to.
There's
have
no
that.
Enforcement. Yeah.
So we've just never had anybody say, why are you asking us to?
Right.
So yeah. My only question is, why has it been like this for so long?
Well,
Well,
that's what we're starting to discover. We've only had the village districts mm-hmm. since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there haven't been okay. a lot of reviews within the village yet.
I was going to say there haven't been a lot of new.
Right. And I mean, remember we discussed several months ago up where Grand Isle Nursery used to be, and he's now the boat guy.
Right.
And he wanted to do storage, and originally the board said
up.
No.
Yep.
And then realized, no, wait a minute, in our regs, there's no storage facilities,
yeah.
but no, so this is just, you know, it was that kind
sure,
of thing.
Sure.
But if these were recommended by Northwest Regional Planning when we were making
yeah.
these
okay.
major changes,
mm-hmm.
and it happens every time. If you put something new in,
yeah.
it doesn't take very long before they start going, well, that didn't work, but that's not what we intended. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Was before, I mean, the requirement was there.
It was always
because it was all rural residential. And so we changed the zoning concept. And for some reason, the discussion, like Martha said, then they recommended site plan is good enough.
Yeah.
And you never went through the process of saying, well, you know, we need to go a little bit further. It got lost in the
yeah.
discussion or something,
yeah.
or never got discussed. And
it,
yeah. just
it may
sounded like it made sense.
We were so tired by the end of that 5-year ordeal.
Yeah.
That it just...
Well, and if they suggested this to us, it could have also come from, you know, Burlington, where.
And I'm thinking St. Albans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
you're on a main road.
Of sidewalks,
you knew where you moved when you moved there. So
yeah.
there's a wedding.
Yeah. Right. Right. But like we, you know, the Blue Paddle's been in several mm-hmm. times for different reviews. And we've had to, you know, consider some of the conditional use
yep.
issues because
yeah.
that's what some of the reasons they were coming in. And
it was a requirement in the old regulations.
It was in the old,
not,
but it's not now,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
So
that could end up
with somebody coming in to say, which
yeah, could bite us, yeah.
But they're coming in to ask.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So those, I mean, like any change you make in the regulations, you gotta have a public hearing and the whole bit. But
do we have to then break it up to the core and neighborhood?
Nope, they're okay. Oh, well, no. Remember, we decided to we tabled that because nobody was coming in and interested in it anymore.
Right.
So that was back in the winter.
Yeah.
I remember putting it in the minutes. This the core and whatever
neighborhood
is tabled because there's been no. interest expressed and no one's attending to ask about it.
Okay.
So, and most of these things really are in what may someday be the core, but
So you're saying restaurants?
Restaurants, retail,
and recreation, public. Those are the three that I looked at.
Say that again.
Retail
establishments,
okay.
restaurants, and recreation. So would the old pharmacy be considered a retail establishment?
Not anymore. They got a change of use to professional services.
Okay. So it's the same.
If they wanted to come back and be a retail establishment, the board needs to be able to know.
Yeah, but that's the same as the retail establishment. They're both.
They may have the same, yeah. But they, but the parking requirements are different.
Okay.
And let's say if somebody came and wanted, I mean, it wouldn't happen because they don't have the wastewater for it, but if somebody wanted to come and open a restaurant there, like a 30-table restaurant,
they couldn't do it because there's not enough parking. Right. They have to find parking elsewhere. It's, you know, it's those kinds of things that you think about. There's some conditional use stuff that relates to site plan, but there's still, you know, conditional use is how many parking spaces do you need? Site plan is where are they going to be?
So you're saying we want to warn this individually?
No, I would say all three of them would be presented at the same time. And there's other things that we've
talked about. What I mean. Like, we wouldn't just do We would do our we're keeping a list.
We could do a chunk at some point when we're sort of like, okay, we've got enough.
We've got enough. We need to involve. Okay.
So, and that's all I had. I just...
Okay.
I haven't had any seminars or any, there's nothing coming up that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One more thing. There have been some changes to open meeting law, or additions to open meeting law. All of the recordings from all the meetings have to be posted with the minutes on the website, and they have to stay there a minimum of 30 days after the meeting. I just use the audio from Zoom. I don't, video is just too much.
It takes up too much space. Yeah,
exactly. It would blow up the town's website. Yeah. Okay. And
in light of that, maybe at the beginning of each meeting, we should say who's here. If we're not putting the video, should we say, you know, Martha, like that?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just so to that kind of list what members are there.
Okay.
It would be in the minutes.
It does it every DRB meeting. Yeah. It's around the horn.
Right.
That might be helpful.
Yeah.
And then trying to think of any others that are pertinent to us. Any advisory board, which is what planning commission comes under, you know, we have to go by open meeting law. If a member of the public feels like this commission has in some way violated open meeting law, any aspect of it, they have the ability to file a complaint that first would go to the select board. If it's not resolved within a certain period of time by that, it can go on to the attorney general's office. And they're getting pretty, this was something added by the legislature to give a little more meat into this.
Okay.
So I can't imagine this group ever having anything like this, but those are just some of the, a couple of ones that come off the top of my head that could be, you know, relate to us. There's a gazillion changes, but a lot of them don't. We already do them.
Okay.
You know, so I know the third one. You can have a meeting without a physical location in the case of an emergency, meaning like the weather makes it impossible for you to get there or whatever. Right now you need to have a physical location, but you're also allowed to have hybrid meetings. So somebody can attend.
Zoom in,
but you need to have
a forum here.
Well, no, just a physical location. Sitting here.
Oh, okay.
In case somebody comes. But that can be waived in the case of issues related to weather and stuff like that.
Okay.
You guys can have a meeting, go down and meet at the booth hall. Martha has to sit here.
Yeah, I like that. Now you're talking.
It's an emergency. So anyway, that's what I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
All right. Anything else? Administrative?
Nope.
Okay. Meeting house update. I don't know of anything. I heard that they got the meeting house got their 500K. Yeah,
matching.
That's the Northern Borders one.
Yeah. So that's the congressional award or whatever. So I don't know what exactly that means, but
it means they have to raise $500,000.
I know. Yes.
It. That's different from the one they were asking Senator Welch for, wasn't it?
No, that's the one.
It's the same
that's
one.
The one, yeah.
And then there's another one that I think is 400.
Correct, yeah, but I don't think they've got award on that yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So, okay, so they're on their way. I saw they had a little thing to raise money.
Yeah, Tim made it. You built
oh, you did the sign?
You built a little structure, yeah.
Free. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 5x10.
And I lost it to the wind, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
But yeah, Tim, 5x10 is bigger than our sign allowance.
Where's the permit for that?
Yeah, yeah.
I've already had people come in about
it. I was wondering, really? They bugged about that, huh? Okay.
The grannies, yeah.
Well, that's because it's on their building.
Yeah.
Right.
Right at their building.
True.
Right
after I put Very it out, true.
We had a heavy or a high wind that weekend. I come down through here Sunday morning, and it was on the ground.
Well, at least it wasn't rolling down Route 2.
It sure is the wind and not the grannies.
No. I figured it's out when the wind got behind it. Yeah, I had four metal stakes I put down in the ground, foot and a half on angles.
Yep.
And the two back ones got pulled out and came down.
Wow.
Wow.
When I put it back together, I realized that there was two metal brackets for, I assume, shutters.
Yeah.
And oh. So I put some fence wire and attached after that, so it shouldn't be a problem.
See, Tim built the frame for the Hochelaga one on the front of the town office.
Okay.
So.
Yep.
When you do a good job, people ask you.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're the sign guy.
Sandy came in.
Frame guy.
Put that up for you. I thought, oh, sorry, Tim.
All right. Town office committee update.
I thought the post today, I think it was by Sue. Was it by Sue? Was very helpful to just clarify that that building is owned by someone, it's occupied, and is not for sale.
I agree. You know, it's like one of those things where all this information that Sue Gillis is seeking is available. It's been out there.
Yeah.
But I thought
she just has not looked at the right avenues to obtain this information. But yeah, it's private property, even though it's there.
Yeah.
You can call it the pharmacy, McGregor's, or whatever you want to call it. But
it doesn't look like it's
the town does not own it. You know,
I think people look in. They it does not look occupied. There's no sign. There's nothing. So I think that's why.
And then that's kind of by design. You know, people have a right to their privacy, and that's exactly what the tenant is seeking. Is
yeah.
Right to be left alone.
I thought it was very well written today.
Yeah, I didn't read that, so maybe
we'll see.
So the town office committee, the selection committee has selected this site. So as the proposed,
this current
this site, yeah. So this, along with this building over here, the old rescue building, Nate and I have been drafting an RFP for architectural engineering services that we're going to distribute out to everybody. Finalize that today. Trying to think, have you guys, has the select board been told about the property decision?
No, actually, no.
No? Okay.
And you met the following day.
Correct. That's right. So at the next meeting, then
next Monday.
Yeah,
next Monday.
They will ask for you guys to approve or ratify or whatever.
Don't look at me. I'm the public.
So that's kind of where that is.
This will get knocked down, and that'll get knocked.
They would build that would get knocked down. That building. They would build the new facility and then knock this down after, and this would become parking area for that building.
Okay.
There's room for.
There is, yeah, and they're looking. They're
going to clear trees.
They're considering. I can't remember the name. It's a long name.
Bellengary.
They're asking if they can maybe do a property line because the line jogs. So they were wondering if they might be able to do a property boundary line adjustment with them and
just swear it
play
up.
Some games. Yeah.
Well, Rick
Harris
owns the little.
Little piece out.
So it would be to square that off.
Yeah. So trying to clean up the site a little bit. Yeah.
What did you say? You and Nate were
We drafted an RFP.
Okay.
Yeah.
For
A&E services, for architectural and engineering services, to start the process, basically. Design.
You're considering buying the Harris property? Or?
I think it's part of this development potential is potentially to do that, yeah.
The town owns that building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But just to the other side.
Yeah, very close to
it. It's a little itty-bitty postage stamp of a lot. Was it the old blacksmith shop or something?
Yeah.
Really nice.
So that's all. Yeah, that's kind of all I know at this time. So it's in process. And then the next select board meeting, they'll hear that recommendation from that whole committee. That's it.
And our next meeting,
August.
Can everyone make it?
Yeah, I'll be here.
And I'll get in touch with, what is his name? I have the email.
Eric,
that's it. So I'll get in touch with him. And well, Mr. New Chairman, do you want to be making up the agenda, or do you want me to be making a draft and sending it to you for additions, deletions,
whatever,
or how do you want to do it?
I'm okay with, no, I can make the draft. I wanted a Word format. I had a PDF and I wasn't doing like.
Oh, okay.
So if I had a Word format, I don't know if you sent me a Word format, but just send me this Word document and I'll draft up something. I don't know, and send it away. And if there's something you guys want, I'll send it out to you guys. So if there's something you want, you can do it that way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, next meeting, August 7th. Obviously, we need to have everybody here. So if you can't make it, just let us know. I can make the second meeting in August.
When is the second meeting in August?
21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay. I am leaving the following week, the 26th. So I won't be here for the first one in September.
And I don't know about the 18th. We get back that day, so I can...
So
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. So if we can't meet the 4th and the 18th, maybe the 11th over there is our... Best our option. Meeting
it includes a special meeting.
It'll be, we can also do some business,
and I would be at DRB, so somebody else would have
to take notes. All right,
but so that's informational.
I happen to be, I was just sorting through, I have the rules and procedures from last year. Does anybody want a copy of that?
Buried in yours too.
Oh, okay.
So that way you don't have to distribute.
Do you want me to go make copies?
If you can make a copy, yeah, it'd be fine.
I need one. I'm sure I have it somewhere, but I just have a lot of stuff in here. Let me. Oh, that was the only. No, that's
not. I guess you throw all the.
I know. I've got so much garbage.
Town plan, notes. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yep, I'll second it, I guess. In favor,
aye.
I have to say it. Sorry,
you gotta get used to this.
It's weird.
All right. Oh, yes, that's